Patient's name is Betty Anthony. First name Betty. Last name Anthony. Date of birth is 2/14/1968. Date of service is 5/3/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 54-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of hard time breathing. She states that she's just having lots of coughing, states that her throat hurts very bad every time she coughs. It gets worse. This did start yesterday. Initially, she claimed that she did have an allergy to codeine, but she states that it just makes her nauseous. This is not a true allergy. Current medications was discussed with patient. They are placed in the chart: medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, hyperlipidemia, asthma, and migraines. Surgical history, partial hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, knee, bladder sling, ablations, and back. Social history denies drugs due to TOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 145/93, heart rate 70, respiratory 16, temp 97.6, O2 98. She weighs 233 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils curled. She has very mild erythema to the posterior pharynx with no tonsillar enlargement, neck. Negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, upper respiratory infection, number 2, bronchitis, number 3, laryngitis. Patient will be given a script of a Z-Pak, and then she'll get a shot of Rosef and Decadron in the office. She also does request a script for a refill of her ProAir, as it did expire in 2019. And then due to her laryngitis and a very nasty cough, I want to give her a prescription of Phenergan with codeine just to take as needed for her cough and to ease with her sleeping at night. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. I did tell her to keep an eye on her blood sugar since she is getting that shot of Rosefin. I did not want to give her an additional Medrol dose pack to go home with, since she is a diabetic. Typically controlled, she does stay around 7-8 A1C, but the patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.